Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Got a couple of guests with us that I'm glad are with us right now. A couple of new friends. Vinny Musum is here. Vinny is a longtime businessman. He's also a politician of the Republican persuasion. That means he spins to the right, and out of the great state of New Jersey. And he is the co-author of The Third Way, and he's one of our new friends, Vinny Musum. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you here. And also your co-author, Upendra Chivicola, is here. Upendra is a Democrat. He spins to the left, and he's also a politician and a great public servant in the great state of New Jersey, and the co-author of the book The Third Way. Upendra, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations, guys, on your book. Now, The Third Way is a play on one of the great quotes, right? Vinny, right?
Yes. And actually, a lot of you've heard this in different ways across the world. Prime Minister Tony Blair actually ran on the idea of a third way, but this is actually the real underlying principles of it. Even Bill Clinton tried to use it, but this is not a make believe. This is really fundamentally what has to be done with the economy to really save the country and the world, and what's causing all the problem. Everyone's angry. We know that. Why is it happening, and how to solve it?
Well, right now there's this thing going on in the politics right now, literally, where there's tension politically between capitalism and socialism. Right? I mean, we've got our country is our economy is based on a capitalistic philosophy, but we also have a candidate running on the socialist principles, right? And I love how you reminded us about the quote and remind me who said it about how the difference between capitalism and socialism. Vinny, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we like to say capitalism works but isn't fair. Socialism is fair in theory, but it doesn't work. Here's the solution.
Right. Those are the two ways. Those are way one and two. The third way is, go ahead, Upendra, tell us what the third way is.
Yeah, third way takes you from concentrated capitalism to inclusive capitalism. See, our founding fathers believed that it has to be broad-based ownership, and President Abraham Lincoln, through the Homestead Act, gave 160 acres to the Americans to go west,
and a mule. Don't forget the mule.
The mule. I don't know. Did you ever get the mule?
Yeah, I think they got 160 acres and a mule. And a mule.
Right. We never get.
In fact, I don't know if you guys know this or not, and just a little fun fact. But the country is basically laid out on that. That's called a section. 160 acres is called a section.
You're right.
And the country is based, when you see the country divided up when you fly over it in squares, that's how we laid it out after that. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, you people.
Right. Yep. And that was because they wanted people to own property. They wanted people to own capital.
Yeah, I think, we live in the greatest capitalistic society. We need more capitalists in a capitalistic society. And our book, thethirdwaybook.com, we talk a lot about how do you create more capitalists and how do you get the wealth in the hands of more people so that way they also become capitalists.
So the third way specifically is an ESOP, an employee stock option program. That's what you're promoting, right?
Well, let's be clear, Jim, and we lay it out right in the front of our book. ESOP is only one mechanism.
Right.
There's many different ways. There's SPP, stock purchase plans. There's ESOs, employee stock options. The bottom line is not just working for a company, but also getting some of the equity, some of the profit. There's actually two ways. There's two ways you can share in the wealth of the company, and that's either the profit sharing side or the equity side. We like both, but there's many different ways of doing this. ESOP is only one way. And by the way, we're not talking about small change here. The average ESOP account is $125,000. That's the average one. So there are many accounts that have a quarter of million, half a million dollars or more. This is big money.
Well,
and supplementing your weight.
One way to think about this is I believe one of the problems with our tax program is not that we're not charging rich people enough. It's that we don't have a broad enough tax base. And what I think what you guys are describing is a way of broadening the ownership base. Is that right?
Right. What we are talking about is that, you know, the U.S. has the highest corporate tax rate, which is 35%. And in Washington, they are talking about tax reform. We have tried, cutting taxes and looking at the supply-side economics. What we are saying here is that when you cut the tax rates and pass it on as tax credits to companies who will share the equity with their employees,
mm-hmm.
I think that's what the key here is, that about sharing the equity with their employees.
And you're not talking about, Upendra, you're not talking about confiscating anything from anybody. You're talking about legislation reform that would encourage people to do this with their employees, right?
That's right. That is an incentive. You know, recently, New York Times had an article about Chobani, the yogurt company. The owner, he was a shepherd, actually, growing up in Turkey, and he started the company. He made a lot of money, and he gave 10%. Of the company equity to the employees. And see, there are many benefits in incentivizing corporations mm-hmm. to share. And already you have 10,000 companies do that, and 15 million people benefit from that.
You know, one of the great capitalistic stories of the 20th century was Sears Roebuck, Vinny, because I was an employee of Sears way back in the day, and at the end of the year, I got a certain number of shares of the company.
Absolutely, good old Procter & Gamble. I mean, they're big on sharing the wealth. But the news story also is, people don't realize, Silicon Valley was built on this idea, the greatest mm-hmm. economic engine in the world. When you work for those corporations, you shared in some of the equity. A lot of those secretaries are multimillionaires that work for Microsoft.
Oh, yeah. One of the great stories that I grew up, you know, working for Sears, that I heard the whole time was the janitor who started in the 20s with a company, and 40 years later he was retired as a millionaire. You know, those were great stories. Hold on to that thought. The book is called The Third Way. Vinny Musum and Upendra Shivakola are the authors. And, guys, you want to give us a website?
Yeah,
thethirdwaybook.com. Thethirdwaybook.com. And when we come back, I'm going to have the guys, we're going to talk through some of the details. We're going to get down into the weeds just a little bit, and I'm going to push back on a couple of notions that they might have just to harden the metal of this discussion. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.